What's your usual next therapy after a patient's had disease progression on hormone therapy with a CDK4/6 inhibitor?
If they've had CDK4/6 and AI, I'm often given fulvestrant as single agent. And I think we don't yet know the trials because the fulvestrant trials haven't shown that. But we do know that there are a lot of patients who do benefit from fulvestrant. I think talking about markers, one of the markers that's going to come up is ESR1 mutations, and they aren't yet ready for prime time for clinical use. But I think that there is evidence that fulvestrant is effective in those patients with ESR1 mutations. So those might be a group of patients. The other question is everolimus and exemestane. We've all learned how to give everolimus and exemestane without as much toxicity as we used to have. And again, we don't have a lot of data yet for doing it after CDK4/6 inhibitors, but I think that's another option. Basically, we want to avoid chemo for as long as possible. And I think the other option, if you are going to give chemo, is single agent capecitabine in many of these patients.